The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Tuesday, 9th day of March 2010, a couple of announcements. All you shortwave people out there. Yeah, that's right. That your shortwave is sitting there gathering dust. Need a little help from you guys. We're going to do a test frequency tomorrow for the program, and that will be on 9330. Do me a favor. Let me know where you're at and what the reception is like. We're going to test this thing out. And also, I'm waiting for impending news within the next, 1 hour and 58 minutes. We're working on radio, folks. And I mean radio big time. Not an hour here, not an hour there, but wall-to-wall 24/7 RBN. Nothing but RBN. I'm a little prejudiced, and even though there's other broadcasters out there that do a fine job, they're not on RBN, are they? I think we got the best network, and we're going to endeavor to put out RBN 24/7. So we're asking for your continued support, folks. We're not building fancy TV stations, and we're not gathering funds to promote one individual. We're doing this across the board for the entire network. I would say pretty much the time is now. If not now, when? Well, when was a while ago. At any rate, working overtime, folks, to wake the masses up. Do you think they're ready to hear something called the truth for a change in their lives? Well, we believe so here at the network. That's why we do what we do. So, again, you shortwave people out there, you know, pull it out. Make sure the batteries are up to snuff. If you don't have the batteries, get out the EC adapter, plug that puppy in, and give me a report. And you can send that report to johnstadtmiller at hotmail.com or just simply call the network, 800-724-2719. We'll test 9330 out for tomorrow's program. So it'll be 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. And if you're on the West Coast, you have my sympathy. Bob Chapman, are you there, sir?
No, I'm not here, but I am.
How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all? Do you remember Fire Sign Theater by any chance?
Of course.
There you go. That's what that's from. And speaking of Fire Sign Theater, do we have Robbie Noel out
there? Amazingly, everything seems to be working today.
Well, and you're blasting.
It sounds like he's in a soup can.
Do me a favor, turn your feed down on your end, because I think I just heard a mouse fart in the corner there.
What, was I too loud?
Oh, boy.
There. Campbell's soup can.
A big soup can. How are you?
Great.
Great.
All right, everybody's great. Let's rock and roll this thing. We'll take a break, get everybody fired up here. 800-313-9443. Man, you ain't going to believe some of the stuff we're going to report on today. Unfortunately, it'll be all the truth, not heard by the, what do we call that, the lamestream media? Hell, I even have Southern Poverty Law calling me up now going, we want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. We'll be right back.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob, I'm going to let you take the lead on this because I'm just busting with pretty bad news for the listeners out there, and I don't want to get all caught up in that in case you want to go in a particular direction today.
Already.
Okay, then. First up on the block, you thought the Trans-Texas Corridor was dead? Well, it's not. Canamex, they're going to build a new port out in Baja, California. And former Arizona Republican Representative Jim Colby wrote a February 26 editorial in the Arizona Republican revealing that the state is reviving the Canamex dream. Punta Coronet, when fully operational, would serve as a major point of entry for Asian trade, relieving the increasing congestion of ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach. And actually who put this out is Jerry Corsi. And he writes, as the public outrage in Texas has largely killed the Trans-Texas Corridor, now that remains alive and well in Arizona. So this is not a dead issue, not by a long shot. They are going to put their NAFTA highway in one way or another, and they don't care if they route it through Mexico, they route it through California. It's going to be the same Trans-Texas Corridor that will go all the way to Canada. So here we go again with the same old clowns trying to do the same old thing. I wonder if Representative Jim Colby, while he's reviving his Canamex dreams, I wonder if he's making his allowances for his political suicide. I don't know.
I got some information today that a bill has been submitted to terminate NAFTA. It'll be in tomorrow's issue. I don't have the details in front of me right now. But it was submitted, 28 sponsors, co-sponsors, I think.
21 out of 535. It sounds like a Ron Paul deal to me.
Yeah, it
just started.
I guarantee you he will not be supporting it.
Who?
The unions. You would think they'd be opposed to it, but I guarantee you won't hear anything from John Sweeney on this one. That's what my beef's about with the unions, by the way.
Well, there's a little... Who's pushing for unionization? Who has always pushed for it?
Well, that car check's coming. That'll be the death knell for small business.
All right, here is...
What is it that's coming?
Card check.
And what may that be?
That enables any business that has 50 or more employees, that the employees can, if 51% of them decide to join a union, the business has to comply, and it automatically becomes unionized.
Well, and here's the update here about James P. Hoffa, the president of the Teamsters. He finally come out and said, we were sold a bill of goods about NAFTA.
Oh.
Hell, I could have...
Hello. Hello.
I could have told you that back in 1992.
Yeah. Welcome to the real world there. Well,
he's only a few years
late. Yes,
well,
yes.
This legislation would withdraw the U.S. from the trade pact within 6 months. A bill that would end the North American Free Trade Agreement was introduced Thursday in the House of Reps. The bill would require Obama to withdraw the U.S. from NAFTA within 6 months. Gene Taylor, representative, Democrat out of Mississippi, one of 27 co-sponsors to the bill, he said, I voted against this legislation in 93 because I knew this trade agreement would lead to the decline in jobs in our industrial manufacturing base. The bill was sponsored by 24 Democrats and 3 Republicans, including former presidential hopefuls Ron Paul. Taylor said withdrawing from NAFTA would help keep jobs in the U.S. and reduce unemployment.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well,
yep.
Better late than never.
Believe me.
You know,
a little late to the party.
You know, gentlemen, this brings me back again to why it's so important for everybody to tell everybody to vote most of the incumbents out of office. If we can do that, we can get legislation like this passed.
Well, why is there nobody has been able to answer this satisfactorily. Why is there no term limits for senators? We got term limits for congressmen.
Yeah, well, the voters have the right to term limit whoever they want, but they don't do it.
Well,
you know, it's always the other guy that should have term, but my guy's okay.
Yeah. Well, and...
I mean, you know, I don't want to get stuck on an old groove here, but listening to Maxine Waters with Ben Bernanke the other day, I mean, here's a woman who does not understand the difference between the Fed funds rate and the discount rate. And Bernanke was trying his best to explain to her that, you know, the Fed's fund rate doesn't affect the discount rate, therefore it's not going to affect the interest that homeowners have to pay on the insurance. But she just refused to comprehend that. Now, if you got Congress people that can't tell the difference, that sit on the Finance Committee, that can't tell the difference between the Fed funds rate and the discount rate, you have to wonder who elects them to office.
The dumbed-down public,
yes.
Which doesn't require much from the people that they elect.
Yeah, and the dumbed-down public in her district will never vote her out. I mean, that's a problem that you have.
All right, this story, and we'll get to your phone calls here in a minute, 800-313-9443. I've already called. This story was done by Robert Montgomery, ESPNOutdoors.com. I'm going to try to get him on the air about this. This is not good. This is Agenda 21 on steroids. The Obama administration will accept no more public input for federal strategy that could prohibit U.S. citizens from fishing on the nation's oceans, coastal areas, Great Lakes, and even inland waters. This announcement comes at a time when the situation supposedly is still fluid, and the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force, I'm surprised they just didn't call him a czar, still hasn't issued its final report on the zoning of these waters. And who's in on this deal is the Council on Environmental Quality and the bureaucrats on the task force. When the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, and International Fund for Animal Welfare completed their successful campaign to convince the Ontario government to end one of the best scientifically managed big game hunts in North America, spring bear, that is, the results of their agenda had severe economic impacts, just to give you an example. Well, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is in on this deal as well. So, and if folks understand the UN and Agenda 21, you know, this stuff, under Clinton, the Heritage Rivers Initiative, you know, we're going to identify what we consider to be wetlands or buffered areas to inhibit human use and contamination. Well, let me tell you something. All the rivers in this country, and I mean all of them, are all contaminated with mercury. And unless you know somebody that's been going down to the old ye old river or stream with a vial full of mercury and just throwing it in there just for giggles, these are coming from the corporations that the government refuses to go after. So they'll cook up some grand plan here of letting the sinners off the hook once again by punishing the very individuals. You know, we're pretty good stewards of the land. Okay, yeah, we got some messy people out there, but their pollution doesn't amount to a hoot and a holler on this little dirt ball in a universe without end. Old Mother Earth here has corrective measures she takes from time to time to deal with such things. But we've been sold, guys, everything under the sun. Oh, it's global warming. Oh, it's carbon. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. No, it isn't. It's just a bunch of people, control freaks and power-mad individuals for their global order that just want to basically eliminate most of the population on the earth for sustainability. Hey, we're pretty sustainable. We can manage. Thank you.
Well, you know who signed the bill that put that in effect? It was George Bush.
Ah, such a grand Republican he was. I miss George.
It's like the national monuments. But this one was for the oceans. Fishing will be barred or limited in many island areas, while 21 volcanoes and hydrothermal vents along the ocean floor beneath the Marion Islands will also be protected. George Bush signed that into law.
Yeah.
195,000 square miles in the Pacific Ocean.
He was one of my favorite rhinos.
Yeah.
Oh, then we have the lost the UN treaty, the lost treaty. That's also hanging in the balance. And if people don't realize that the United Nations has always been governed for and by the world communist, you better start doing your homework. Communism didn't die. The Iron Curtain didn't really come down. The Berlin Wall was just a ruse. Congratulations. You've got communists taking over governmental seats and these NGOs all over the place. They're in our schools. They're in academia. They're in university. Hell, they're even school teachers in our high schools. And it's time that we push these people out of the way. And I mean push hard. Because they're here and they're not giving up. How else can you explain any of this stuff? You know, there's a good reason why Southern Poverty Law wants to take my temperature to see how this is flying. I'm not even going to give them the time of day or even return their call. They're right there with UN and every other ne'er-do-well group in this country and globally. We're all haters. No, I love freedom. I hate people that go against freedom. Bye-bye. Be back in three.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. All right, we're back. Gentlemen, a special treat here. This gentleman was nice enough, and the people over at ESPN tracked this guy down. Robert Montgomery, and the title of his story here was Called Out, C-U-L-L-E-D. Mr. Montgomery, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I appreciate you getting back with us so soon. I know you didn't expect to go on air right now, but this is a pretty hot issue. Please, if you will, give us a thumbnail sketch of what the Barack Obama administration's up to.
Well, first of all, let me say that no one has said that the administration is going to ban recreational fishing, but the potential definitely is there based upon a structure which he started creating back in June. I've been covering this issue since September, but it's only now caught fire. This agenda is being pushed by radical green groups who would like nothing better than to ban recreational fishing in creating a strategy to set up zones in our oceans, our coastal waters, our Great Lakes, and even potentially inland, where they would determine what uses would be allowed and not allowed. That they could set up wind farms, they could ban gas and oil, they could ban recreational fishing. I mean, it would provide them with complete control. And it's an interagency ocean policy task force that consists of high-level government officials, including some who were members of environmental groups before they joined the Obama administration. and they're following a transition to green agenda that was put together within weeks of Obama's election. And that's what's going on.
Well, and if we had Bill Clinton do the River Heritage Initiative back during his term, they redefined wetlands. If standing water was apparent after a rainstorm that was considered a wetland, they buffered areas, larger areas around this. They first did this up in Michigan. They've been working on this for a long time. And a lot of this is coming out of right out of Agenda 21. Bob, if you want to know the real roots of this, just research out the sustainability or Agenda 21. And all of what you're seeing in this is coming to fruition, but that has already been planned out. And so much so that the United Nations has already put their maps out. We're only to have core areas in which they're going to be allowed human habitat and use, and then they'll have buffered areas, and then they will have areas that are absolutely hands-off to any human habitation or even walking on the ground. This is real stuff. We've been talking about this, Mr. Montgomery, for many years, and it's starting to come to fruition.
Yes, you're right. And it's happening on a state basis in California with the Marine Life Protection Act, where coastal waters have are off limits to recreational fishermen now. They tried it at the federal level a little earlier while Bush was still in power. They got nowhere with it. They wanted to create marine protected areas. One of them was to take create a marine protected area from the Keys to North Carolina, and that failed. So they focused their efforts on California. At the same time, they got a sympathetic federal administration, and they're moving full steam ahead.
Well, since you put this out, now ESPNOutdoors.com is the website. Since you've put this story out, and I think you put it out, yesterday, and it was updated today, what kind of reaction have you gotten so far?
It's been tremendous. I was on the G. Gordon Liddy show today. I've got another interview in the morning. I was told that there was going to be a segment on Fox Business. It was on the Drudge Report. Let me find you a really good comment regarding that. It says, at almost 30 million webpage hits on the Drudge Report in the last 24 hours, I would say this issue got major exposure. As it happened, some fishing advocates were meeting with the Congressional Sportsmen's Foundation in Washington, D.C. today, trying to figure out a strategy to let people know about this issue who weren't hardcore saltwater fishermen, because this is an issue that involves millions and millions of people. And while they were sitting there trying to figure this out, their phones started ringing for interviews, because somehow this had gone viral and had been picked up, and people all over the country are talking about it now.
Yeah, God bless Al Gore and the invention of the Internet, right?
Right.
Yeah, and isn't it strange that I'd seen no stories on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever else. Some of these issues, they barely speak above a whisper, but once we get a hold of it, it does go worldwide.
And I'm certainly glad to hear that. As I said, no one is saying that fishing is going to be banned, but it would certainly set up a system and a strategy that would allow it to be banned, and the people pushing this are indifferent, disdainful, at best, of fishing, and many of them are anti-fishing. This is a dangerous threat to public access.
Well, I'll tell you what, I dropped you in on the program, Robert Montgomery, and I appreciate that. The number that I have here, I'll be contacting you here very shortly, and I'd like to do an extended interview with you.
I would be happy to do that, and might I tell your listeners also to check out keepamericafishing.org for more information.
Keepamericafishing.org. All
yes.
Righty. Hey, Robert, I appreciate it very much. I'll be in contact with you.
My pleasure. Glad to do it.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll take this break coming up here in just a few seconds. I just love live radio, don't you guys? It's so
smart. I do, too. Incidentally, I have that in tomorrow's issue.
Very good. All right.
I already picked it up.
Good deal. I can't keep anything from you, can I?
No.
All right. We'll continue with the program here, 800-313-9443. We'll roll your calls into the next segment. Everybody hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I got to play this quick clip here. You're going to love this. Robbie, did you see this O'Brien clip yet? Conan?
No.
Well, it's very interesting. Sesame Street. Michelle Obama was there, and it's very fascinating. Let me run this clip.
Did you see this? First Lady Michelle Obama just made an appearance on Sesame Street. Yeah, you're not regular viewers of this program? No, the First Lady went on Sesame Street. It was a great segment. She was talking to kids about gardening and eating healthy. That's right. It was all going very well. But then Big Bird showed up and things got a little uncomfortable. Take a look.
Well, look who's here to push your husband's socialist healthcare agenda.
Well, Big Bird.
Or maybe you're here to finally show us your husband's United States birth certificate.
No, Big Bird, I'm not.
That's because you can't. Are you absolutely sure he wasn't born in Kenya?
I'm sure, Big Bird.
That's not what the basket bunch says.
Yeah, your husband's a stinking liar.
We're going to run him out of office.
Now, if this was a made-up story, it was done perfectly. You can catch that on republicbroadcasting.org. And rumor has it, and I don't go in for a whole lot of rumor, but rumor has it that this is one of the reasons why all of a sudden NBC decided that, well, Conan O'Brien, oh gosh, his ratings weren't just that swell, so we're going to have to make some drastic changes midstream. I think it's hilarious myself. Let's go to the phones here. Dave in Wisconsin. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hello, John.
Yes.
I've been listening to the three of you talk for quite a while about economics and politics and also the green agenda, and I'm very concerned that one key participant in all of this is overlooked, and I'd just like to read one sentence out of an email I just got recently right here. It goes like this. From his keynote speech delivered to the UN COP15 conference this week, and this email is a little dated now, but nevertheless, this week at Copenhagen, attached link, see if you can see in his statements, for instance, his references to pension funds, the world's biggest 191 financial institutions, and his international Prince of Wales corporate leaders group on climate change, controlling over 900 of the world's biggest companies, etc., etc. I would just like to email this email over to you and have you take a look at it, or else at least take a closer look at his immense participation in all of this international activity. But I really, there is an enormous amount of information you men exchange, so I thank all of you.
All right. Well, Dave, just shoot it over to johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He was pushing climate change at the White House today with a bunch of Democrat and Republican lawmakers.
You know, what, Bob, you used to be in intelligence, counterintelligence. What is this whacked-out Kenyan up to? I mean, he's throwing so much in the wind right now. Does he actually believe that any of this is going to get any traction, or is he trying to get himself ousted from the Oval Office?
Well, I think a lot of it's deliberate disinformation, and he doesn't do anything. He's just told what to do. And so everything that he does is a reflection of his handlers or masters, if you may. And so that might account for some of the confusion in his positions. And so, you know, these people sometimes are so arrogant they don't get it. And I'm talking more about the people behind the presidency than the president himself. They don't want to give up on global warming because it's an integral part of the carbon tax and all of the carbon currency and all the things that they like in their absolutely insane minds. And so all you have is a parrot there and a figurehead. And he does what he's told to do, just like all the other people who go into that office. And that will be that way until we can get rid of the people behind the scenes who are controlling everyone, or almost everyone within the scene, and to continue to control government.
You know who's, well, you know they passed climate change in the House. It obviously died in the Senate. The three bipartisan senators at the White House today that say they're going to have a bill submitted soon are, John Kerry, Lindsey Graham, and Joe Lieberman.
What a beautiful trio.
I'm telling you. Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe. Whoops. I don't have a producer here. Hello, Joe.
Hi. I kind of like to address this to Bob, and that is, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about FEMA camps and how scared we should be of the FEMA camps. Personally, after we have our treason trials in this country, we are going to need the space of all those FEMA camps to put all these 9/11 terrorists, inside job people, not the people exposing it, but the ones behind it, the SPLC-type people behind Oklahoma City, the bankers and their fraud. I mean, I see these the people cowering in corners. Oh, they're good. Stop just protesting. You might end up in a FEMA camp. And my attitude is, look, we have to either be in it to win or not. And if we do win, a lot of people are going to belong in FEMA camps after a trial. There's not enough space in the prisons in this country for all the people that have committed misprision of treason or fraud or criminal banking violations. I mean, let's face it, we're going to need FEMA camps, and I just think we should start expressing this so that we can rattle the other side. I mean, if
there,
I go to a
Joe,
FEMA camp...
Joe, let me slow you down here a little bit. They're already rattled.
I know, but I mean, if I go to a FEMA camp, I'm innocent. If they go to a FEMA camp, they belong in one because they are criminals. And I appreciate when I hear Bob talk, because Bob really expresses that contempt for these people, and it's something that really I appreciate hearing.
Well,
thank you.
I'm of the,
and they are criminals.
Yeah. They are.
It just surprises me that sometimes people on our side, and we're fighting the good fight, forget that. Like, who the criminals are. I mean, I'm not scared of these. I spent a lot of money. I go on street corners. I was protesting Palin down here, and I got on the news. And it's just, and then people are like timid. And look, let's face it. We're innocent. We're the patriots, and they're going to be the ones that are going to end up in the FEMA camps.
Well,
and the fact of the matter is that it's coming to a head. One side's got to win here. It's either we win and everything gets better, or they win and it's this country's finished.
Well, the one downside to them is their arrogance. And this is why I asked you the question, Mr. Chapman, is because look at what Obama is pushing all at the same time. You know, when he came into office, he was just dealing with the TARP bailout. All the economic stuff with the bank, that was at his hand, in his creation, with his handlers. You know, we're pushing the green thing here. We're pushing national health care. He's pushing so many buttons that I, you know, this is why Southern Poverty Law is desperate to talk to me, because they want to get my temperature and they want to get my take on this. And this has to do with their thing, everybody's being radicalized and we got a bunch of haters out there. No, these are the communist dyed-in-the-wool left, trying to make hay and trying to make a splash nationally as to we've got to do something about these haters. And these are just supporters of the law, the Constitution. You know, I can run down the laundry list, but you people know who you are. And I'm not in the wrong, and I'm like you, Joe. I'm not afraid to speak anytime, anywhere against what I know. And they're ramping this up because they are afraid of the true conservatives, and let's not put a political moniker on that one. True conservatives. My opinion of a true conservative is somebody that recognizes the Constitution, and number two, understands the value for freedom and liberty and property under said document. But that's Fed, but we also have state as well. So, Bob, I don't know. It seems to me they're in a mad rush here. I know they're a little bit behind the time, but this is 2010. They wanted to have a lot of the stuff that they've been talking about for years implemented by this date. But they're pushing all the buttons, my God in heaven. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center would dearly love me to say something about Barack Obama being black. And as I said before, I don't care what color he is. I don't care what color a communist or a socialist is. It is what it is.
Why don't you tell
him? That's absolutely true.
Why didn't you tell them Barack Obama is such a bad salesman he couldn't even sell watermelons and see what reaction you get?
No, I'm just going to give the number to her. And I'm going to...
Dan Rather said that the other day, and there was nobody said a thing about it.
What, watermelons?
Yeah. Dan Rather said, was talking about Obama selling the health care plan. He says Obama is such a bad salesman he couldn't even sell watermelons. And nobody says anything.
Well, Dan is one of those protected ones. He's down here on Lake Travis. He lives right outside of Austin.
And who was contacting you from SPLC? Mark Putak?
No, they know better than to send that slime after me. I'll have it in a second here.
Well, didn't they check their research department and find out that you and Corky were identified as major militia members?
Here's the email. Southern Poverty Law Center inquiry. Dear Mr. Stadmiller, I'm a staff writer for the Intelligence Report, a quarterly magazine published by the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm writing because I'm working on profiles of prominent figures in the Patriot movement. I'm interested in talking to you about Republic Broadcasting Network and your radio show. I'd also like to check some facts I hope to include in my profile of you. Please feel free to respond to this email or give me a call at 334-956-8395.
And how long has it been since you came out of the internment camp? You know, if I have a Sarah hate group, it's them.
Well,
they're the pit bulls for the ADL.
Well, you know, I'm
well, both of them are racist.
Well, I'm thinking about contacting Ernie Hancock and setting up a center right across the street from Southern Poverty Law headquarters, and we'll put in something. I don't know. We'll call it the Southern Aristocratic Lovolution or something. I don't know. But these people, man, the SPLC and ADL, all on the same page, working for the very same end.
You notice Morris Dees is not the front man. I mean, he's been relegated because obviously he doesn't want to deal with the pedophilia question anymore.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not politically correct enough out there to start talking about your butt buddies in the Watergate Hotel.
Yes.
So he's not quite arrived, and everybody on this planet, you know, the beauty of the internet, everybody has just about read the court divorce proceedings against his wife Maureen, of which he testified, of what I've spoken about on this program. I don't embellish; I just tell the facts. And I remember one time him being on Detroit radio years ago, and shortly after this document surfaced and hit the net, I called into a radio program which he was on, and I brought up those very subjects. Well, he was so mad that he literally picked up the telephone, and you could hear the telephone hit the wall, and the interview, of course, was over. So, yeah, they're bringing out Potok. I mean, this mushmouth. They've cleaned him up, educated him a little bit. He can now string a sentence one after another. But this is the best that they've got. But they have the ear of government. They have the ear of law enforcement, and they've been pumping their crap into law enforcement. These guys with badges and guns on don't know what to believe anymore. Back to the phones. Terry in Washington. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hi.
You were talking about the fish. Well, we have the North Cascades up here, and it's full of alpine lakes. And since the last depression back in the 30s, people have been stocking those lakes up in the Cascades. They're alpine lakes. And they'll hike in and plant the lakes with fish. Boy Scout troops would volunteer to do it. Sportsmen's clubs would do it. But now the government has decided that they're going to poison all those lakes off, that there should be no fish in those lakes for people to fish.
And
over on the Olympic Mountains.
And what was what was the reason they gave?
The usual, that back to nature, they're not natural habitat. And then over on the Olympic Mountains, they've got two dams over there that had lakes behind them, and they were used for flood control to keep the people downstream from being flooded out. They're tearing both of those dams down, and I suppose they had electrical power on them, I don't know, but I think they build them for power for the sawmills and things that have been shut down. So they're destroying the power and they're destroying the water, and I think what the main objective is they're destroying the food. They don't want the resistors to go back up into the hills and have protein. Now, Mr. Gates, when he wasn't in office, this is the Gates of DOD, former CIA, when he was in Vietnam, he put listening devices and bugs in the jungles, and he had a place up here in Marysville, Washington, and he would go up into the cascades and put listening devices all over the cascades. And I think the purpose is they expect resistance.
Well, I think they're starting to get the flavor, Terry, of what resistance is coming from the different quarters, and I think they're being overwhelmed at this point. But, you know, this is why, and I come back to the question I ask you, Bob. They're pushing so many damn buttons, and they're affecting so many people. Now it's sportsmen and fishermen and hunters and, you know, how many more buttons can they push? Unless this is designed to obfuscate, to allow something to take place. Could it be the final sewing up of the deal with the World Banks? Could they be throwing all this out so they accomplish what they've really set out to accomplish?
Well, it could be. We won't know until we get there, but I'll say this, that we've got them on the run, and they're having to expedite programs because the public's really waking up.
Expedite away, baby. There's a lot of people that ain't awake yet, and go ahead and push their button. Get them all pissed off. Terry, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I am looking around here, and I don't see my copy of the Bob Chapman Tuesday special, but I know you have it, Robbie, because you sent it to me.
Yes, I did. Something we haven't had in a while. Yellow.
Hello.
Okay. Something we haven't had in a while, BU British Sovereigns. Minted between 1902 and 1925, 0.2354 ounces of pure gold, $315 a piece. As I said, we haven't seen these in a while, and it's good to see BU British Sovereigns back. There's been some AUs available, but tough to get BUs. And if you order 20 or more, which is $6,300, you will receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN.
Oh, back me up here. The last Tuesday deal we had, wasn't it around about 52 or 5,500?
Yeah, those were a fifth of an ounce. Those were the French roosters.
Ooh.
These are quarter-ounce British sovereigns.
With a gold content of what?
0.2354. The roosters are 0.1867.
And minted between when and when?
1902 and 1925.
Now, these are premium pieces, and when we say premium, folks, don't get confused out there. These are brilliant uncirculated. And when we say brilliant uncirculated, that means that they're not banged up or nicked up. I mean, there's going to be imperfections that happen over the handling of these coins over the years. But these have never been put in circulation, and they've been passed from hand to hand, well, for a lot of years. So just keep that in mind. 20 or more of these, and what number do they call? Well, let's mention they get a year's subscription in the International Forecaster, and a fine ceramic mug from Republic Broadcasting as a way of saying thank you. They call you at 800-691-7898.
Absolutely.
All right. And what did you have for lunch, Bob?
I've been drinking whiskey all day. No, I don't drink at all. No.
Okay. George,
I'm a little, I'm just tired. I've been, you know, doing a lot of work, and I'm just tired.
I understand.
I got plenty of sleep, but, you know, I am an old gent.
Well, if I had an address, I could send you down some Shentrition.
By the way, I might as well throw this in. Our friends in Santa Monica, California, are selling AU British Sovereigns for $504.95.
Say that again.
Our friends in Santa Monica.
$504?
Yes.
For a what?
And what is your price?
$315.
And that's BU as opposed
to
AU.
To AU.
Holy
moly. Oh, that's a tremendous difference.
Tremendous?
What a ripoff!
How about half price?
Well, you know, hey, I'll leave that one go without comment. What's the name of the company, by the way?
That would be the one that Glenn Beck speaks for, Goldline International.
Well, it must be because it's so high price, he probably gets $100 kickback on every coin.
Yeah, well, that's part of the course.
I understand. All right, folks, hang on. I've got you all in queue. We'll roll your calls directly after the top of the break. 800-313-9443. We shall return.
For the red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take America back.
Introducing the new